usually on this on Saturday we have Tukaram Prabhu, we have Chaitanya Charitamrita class.
No, Maharaj.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, this is okay. So today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? How many of you know? Please raise your hands. Very good. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's organization, ISKCON, the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's. This sampradaya, this disciplic succession, is known as Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. This word Gaudiya is specifically indicating Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in Gaudiya Desh, a part of India which is known as Gaudiya Desh. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's line is known as Gaudiya Sampradaya. This line is coming from Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma to Madhvacharya, because this line is hailing from Lord Brahma, therefore this sampradaya is known as Brahma Sampradaya. But in the age of Kali, when the essence of the sampradaya's teaching got lost, then Madhvacharya came to revive this sampradaya. Therefore, this sampradaya got another connotation. That is Brahma Madhva Sampradaya. And then in this line, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. In order to glorify Lord Brahma and in order to glorify Madhvacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation in this line. Ishwar Purike Dhanna Korilen Sri Chaitanya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation from Shripad Ishwar Puri. Now, generally, the guru blesses the disciple. But here, it went the other way around. The Supreme Personality of Godhead accepted initiation from Ishwar Puri, and by doing that, he glorified Ishwar Puri. He recognized the very special position of Ishwar Puri, and in order to honor him, in order to glorify him, in order to broadcast his greatness, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted initiation from him. And there is another reason why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took initiation in this sampradaya. Because out of four Vaishnava sampradayas, Brahma sampradaya is the original Vaishnava sampradaya. That is, at the time of creation, Krishna imparted this transcendental knowledge to Brahma. Brahma was the first one to receive this knowledge in this planet, in this universe. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality, Krishna is the original spiritual master, and Brahma was his first disciple. So that's why this sampradaya is very special. And then another consideration is that Madhvacharya re-established the Vaishnava culture along with Srila Ramanujacharya after Shankaracharya's appearance. Shankaracharya came to bewilder the demons. Now, while bewildering the demons by establishing his Kevala Vaitavad, a very special conclusion of the Vedic scriptures, but Shankaracharya came and established Kevala Taitavad or Mayavad. Now there was a need to revive the Vedic culture from the original Vedic teachings. And it was done immediately after Shankaracharya. The correction was done, the rectification was made by Srila Ramanujacharya, and then Madhvacharya established that conclusion So that's why Madhvacharya also holds a very special position in reviving the conclusion of the Vedic culture, which is known as the Siddhanta. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came in this line to give the real essence of the ultimate understanding of the Vedic conclusion, the ultimate understanding of the Vedic wisdom. So in order to understand why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came, we will discuss one of the first principles of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. In three verses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, the purpose of Mahaprabhu's appearance has been established in Chaitanya Charitamrita. We will discuss the first one today. There are two reasons of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Why Krishna appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? It's a big question. Why did Krishna have to come as a devotee? Why Krishna had to assume the mood of Srimati Radharani and appear? There are two reasons. One is external reason and the other is the internal reason. So we will discuss today extensively the external reason, and I'll also discuss quickly the internal reason. The external reason was to give something that was not given before. Aspect of spiritual life, aspect of devotional service that was never given before. In order to restore that is what we will discuss. And briefly, the other internal reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance, or Krishna's appearance as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually the mood of Srimati Radharani, was Sri Krishna wanted to understand the greatness of Radharani's love. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kitresha. He wanted to understand the Mahima, the greatness of Radharani's love for him. Banai Vashtra Jenadbhuta Madhuri Ma Kitresha Vamodiyo. What kind of sweetness is there in me that Radharani wants to finish? Krishna considers that I am attracted to Radharani, but why is she attracted to me? So Krishna wanted to find that out. And Shokhan Jasya Madhana Bhavato Kidrisho Petiyo. And by loving me, what kind of joy Srimati Radharani experiences in order to understand these three things? The greatness of Radharani's love, what kind of sweetness or attraction is there in him that attracts Srimati Radharani, and by loving him, what kind of joy Srimati Radharani experiences? Krishna became greedy. Veti Lopa. Krishna became greedy to understand this three times. Therefore, Radha Bhavat Duti Shubhita. Or Radha, in assuming Srimati Radharani's mood and Srimati Radharani's complexion, Krishna appeared from, just as the moon appeared from the milk ocean, Krishna appeared charming the womb of Swachi Mata, the womb of the ocean of Swachi Mata's womb, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the internal reason of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance briefly. But today, we will discuss extensively the purpose of Mahaprabhu's, external reason of Mahaprabhu's appearance, or Krishna's appearance as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Do you think it's a good topic to discuss? Thank you. So this has been mentioned by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's very, very intimate associate, Swarup Damodar Goswami. You know who is Swarup Damodar Goswami? Who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna. Is he only Krishna? Krishna and Radha together. Srimati Radharani and Krishna together. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that is Krishna and Radha, not just Krishna himself, রাধা কৃষ্ণ টুগেদার, রাধা কৃষ্ণ প্রণয় বিকৃতির লাগিনী শক্তি অসমান একাজ মানবী ভূমি পুরা দেহভেদ কৃষ্ণ রাধা আর সিং কৃষ্ণ ইজ দ্য এনার্জি এনার্জেটিক অ্যান্ড রাধা ইজ দ্য এনার্জি দ্য পার্সনিফিকেশন অফ প্লেজার বোথ সো এনার্জি অ্যান্ড এনার্জেটিক ইজ ওয়ান But then, they became separate. Energy and energetic became separate. So when the energy becomes separated from the energetic, Krishna, then that is Radha Krishna. But when the energy and energetic again become together, then that is Sri Chaitanya. Krishna and Radha, when they become one, that is Chaitanya. That has been very beautifully described by Sarvadham, the discussion between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvadhamma Goswami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking Sarvadhamma what was the goal of life. And that actually led to the point of identifying Srimati Radharani as the greatest devotee. The perfection, the ultimate epitome of devotional service with Srimati Radharani. And then he just pointed out, he was about to point out that they, although they were two, they became one. So when he went to that point, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt that now his identity is going to become revealed. So he covered his mouth, said, fine, there's no need to speak anymore about that. So this is how, time and time again, by the acharyas, the most intimate associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it has been identified who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Sarvadhamma Goswami, so Radha and Krishna together is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna's associates also came. Krishna's associates are principally of three categories. The cowherd boys, the cowherd girls, and his parents, and the superiors. So the cowherd boys came, and cowherd girls also came. Now of the cowherd girls, who has the principal role next to Srimati Radharani? Lalita Devi. So this Lalita Devi came as Sarvadhamma. So tell me, who knows better than him who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So he is saying this verse, this is from Sarvadhamma's diary. Sarvadhamma wrote this verse in his diary. Maybe all of you know this verse. So if you don't, please memorize this verse. It's a little long, but it's a beautiful verse. It goes like, Anarpita Chavin Chira Korunaya Gotirna Kalum Samar Goitum Unnato Jalo Rasham Sa Bhakti Sriyam Hari Purata Sundaru Duti Kadamba Sandipito Sada Hridaya Kandare Suratu Vashachinanda. So, Anarpita, let's go word for word. This I'm discussing from Adilila chapter 3, but it's also in chapter 1. Adilila chapter 1. There's a verse, initially the verse has been mentioned, but now the verse is being elaborated. The third chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila. Anarpito means not bestowed. On, the prefix on indicates more. Like arpan, many of you know Hindi and Gujarati. Arpan ka matlab kya hai? To dena, kuch dena. Aur anarpit matlab? Nahi dena. Arpan means to give, to offer. And anarpan means not give. So anarpito means not bestowed or not given. Chorin means haven't been formally, and Chirag means for a long time. So, anarpito chorin chirag means that had not been given in the past for a long, long time. You know how long? It is 4.32 billion years. It has been given. That is, in the previous day of Brahma, it was given once. So what is the duration of Brahma's day? 1,000 Chaturyuga. What is the duration of one Chaturyuga? 4.32 million years is one Chaturyuga. So, 1.32 million years multiplied by 1,000 is the day of Brahma. So that is 1 billion years. Now mind you, this is just the day. It includes the night also. So that is another 4.32 billion years. So together 8.64 billion years, or 8.64 billion years, or rather 8.64 billion years ago, it had been given once. Now what is that? That hasn't been given for so long. In order to give that, Korunaya Abhutirna Kalu. Korunaya means, Koruna means Daya. In Angrezi mein kya hota hai?
Mercy.
And Korunaya means merciful, by mercy. Korunaya Abhutirna Kalu. In order to bestow that, in order to give that, very mercifully, he has appeared in the age of Kali, Korunaya Avatirna Kali. Samarpayitum, the meaning of the word Samarpayitum is again to Samarpan. So Arpan, I told you before, Arpan means, so Samarpan, completely give that. So Samarpayitum, to bestow. Unnato Ujjalo Roshan. Unnato means very lofty. Unnato means elevated. Ujjvala means very brilliant, very bright. Ujjvala. And rasa means mellow. So what is the Ujjvala rasa? What is the most brilliant and most elevated of all mellows? Madhurja rasa. Conjugal rasa. And why it is being described and unnata ujjvala, not only ujjvala rasa, but unnata rasa. Madhurya, conjugal relationships can be of two types. Swakya and parakya. That is, a conjugal relationship like that of husband and wife is called swakya. And the conjugal relationship between a lover and a beloved is called parokya. So this, of these two loving relationships again, the parokya is considered to be more elevated or more profound, more deep. Unnato ujjala rasa sa bhakti shriyam. Sa bhakti means his own devotional service, own bhakti. Swa means his own. Bhakti means devotion. Krishna came to give his own devotion in which mellow? In parakya, in kanjula. And to give that shriyam. Shriyam means wealth. Now tell me, what is a greater wealth than this? Loving relationship with Krishna is considered to be the most precious wealth. And of them, the most intimate loving relationship, we cannot even figure out how precious that is. You know how precious that is? It is rare for Lord Brahma. This loving relationship with Krishna in parokya ras, which is prevalent in Vrindavan, is rare for Brahma. Is it rare for only Brahma? Who is even superior to Brahma in devotional calculation? Lord Shiva is rare even for Lord Shiva. You think it's rare for Lord Shiva, who is even greater, whose love for Krishna is even greater than Lord Shiva? Lakshmi Devi. And it's rare even for Lakshmi Devi. The proof is Lakshmi Devi, after hearing Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan and the Gopis, she wanted to go there and witness it, not even participate, to witness it. And she told Nara, I want to see it. I want to see the Rasa dance. Nara said, good. Very good. But in that case, you have to be surrendered. You have to take shelter of one of the gopis of Vrindavan. Then only you'll be able to enter into Rasa. So Lakshmi Devi said, how is it possible? I'm Lakshmi. How can I surrender to anyone else? Like it will be, it won't be befitting to your position. Because my position as Lakshmi is the highest. So I can't be subservient to anybody. So then Narayan says, then forget about going into Vrindavan. So Lakshmi Devi became so upset, she started to perform a great austerity. And as a result of that austerity, Krishna appeared to her and asked Lakshmi, Lakshmi, why are you performing this severe austerity? Then Lakshmi Devi told Krishna what she did. Then Krishna placed Lakshmi on his chest, and that is Sri Vatsa. And as Sri Vatsa, Lakshmi entered Sri Lakshmi Devi in the chest of Krishna, entered into Vrindavan, witnessed the pastimes. Now you see how rare it is. It is rare for Lord Brahma, it's rare for Lord Shiva, it's rare even for Lord Lakshmi Devi. Now that, in order to bestow that, in order to give that, in the age of Kali, Krishna appeared assuming the mood of Shiva. Samar koito munnato chala rasham sha bhakti shriya. In order to bestow that bhakti shri, the wealth of bhakti, in the most elevated and in the most brilliant manner. Unnato ujjvala rasham. Hari purava sundara duti. In order to bestow that, Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose complexion is like monsoon cloud, sham, dark. He assumed a molten golden complexion. The complexion like that of molten gold. When the gold melts, that assumes a color of a very bright yellow and tinged with red. So that is the color that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hari Purato Shindar Duti Kadam Pushadi Pito Shvada Hidayo Kandare Suratu Vashajina. That son of Mother Sachi, let that son of Mother Sachi eternally reside in the cave of your heart. He is so special, he is so precious. So keep him just as most treasured object. When you keep that, do you just keep it here and there, exposed to everybody? No. You keep it at the most sacred and secret place. So that is, keep him in your heart. Let him be manifest in your heart eternally. So that is how Sanatana Goswami, just in his culture, in Sutra, he wrote this. Now this point has been elaborated by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is now elaborating that point. He is saying that Purna Bhagavan Krishna Brajendra Kumar, the supreme personality of Godhead, not only the supreme personality of Godhead, the supreme, supreme personality of God, Purna Bhagavan Krishna. Who is that Krishna? Brajendra Kumar, the son of Nanda Maharaj. That personality, the son of Nanda Maharaj, who is the Swayam Bhagavan, not Eke Chancha Kalapunsha, not an incarnation. In Bhagavatam, after describing 22 different incarnations, it has been pointed out that these, there are innumerable incarnations. And those incarnations are the parts and parts of the parts of parts of the parts of the parts of the Supreme Personality of God. Kala, Amsa, Amsa, Kala. But Krishna's two Bhagavan Swayam. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality. Now, who is that Supreme Personality of God in Krishna? Is the son of Nanda Maharaj. So, it has been pointed out specifically, Brajendra Kumar. Brajendra Kumar. Like we know that Krishna also has another aspect. That is, not the son of Nanda Maharaj, but generally the understanding is Krishna is the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. But through this expression, Brajendra Kumar, Srila Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami is emphatically pointing out that this is not the son of Vasudeva and Devaki Krishna. Not Vasudev Krishna. This is Nanda Nandan Krishna. This Nanda Nandan Krishna, Purna Bhagavan, who resides in Braja, in Vrindavan, Golok, where he eternally performs his pastimes. That personality of Godhead, the supreme, supreme personality of Godhead, who is the origin of all incarnations, he appears once in a day of Brahma. Many, many incarnations come. Every yuga there are different incarnations. There are six types of different incarnations of Krishna. And the incarnations are innumerable, just as there are innumerable waves in an ocean. There are innumerable incarnations of the world. Countless. You cannot really count. But this Krishna is not that incarnation. Krishna is the origin of all incarnations. That Krishna is talking about. He comes once in a day. Brahma ek dine tiho ek bar avatirna huriya karin prakata vihar. Once in a day of Brahma, he descends to this world to manifest his transcendental consciousness. So consider there are so many incarnations. Every fourth yuga, there are four yuga avatars are coming. How many yugas are there in a day of Brahma? How many yugas? 4 into 1,000, right? So 4,000 in a day of Brahma. So these are yuga avatars. Then there are lila avatars. Then there are purusha avatars. Then there are shaktavish avatars. Then there are manvantara avatars. And which one did I miss out? Guna avatar. So guna avatar, shakta. Purusha avatar, manvantara avatar, yuga avatar, and so the innumerable incarnations. Can you imagine how many incarnations of the Lord are there? Like, just consider in every universe, there is one Gargamel Shri Krishna. And how many universes are there? Can you count? Innumerable. The universes are coming out of Brahma's. Pores of universes are coming out from the pores of Mahavishnu's body. Is Mahavishnu's body limited? Is the pores in his body limited? The number of universes limited? So even universes are not limited. Now consider Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastha. He is not only in the universe, he is also in every single atom of the universe. How many atoms are there? How many atoms are there in the microphone? Can you count? So just a small little microphone has countless atoms. So this is how inconceivable his potency is. And this is how he incarnates. But Krishna is true Bhagavan. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of God. So who is that Krishna? He is emphatically pointing out here. He is Brajendra Kumar and he is performing his eternal pastimes incessantly in Goloka. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur also made that point. Aratok Chaitanya's control in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching. He is giving the essence of Mahaprabhu's teaching. And he is saying the Mahaprabhu's teaching is that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, is the Supreme Personality. And his, to confirm that, he is saying Sabdhama Vrindavan. His abode is Vrindavan. Sabdhama Vrindavan. Not the Krishna of Mathura. Not the Krishna of Dwarka. Krishna and the Jadu Sambhuta. The Krishna that appeared in Jadu dynasty is a different Krishna. That is Jiva Goswami's conclusion. But this Krishna, son of Nanda Maharaj, is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. How often does he come to this universe? How often does he come? How many of you remember?
Once in a day.
Once in a day. Once in a day. 4.32 multiplied by 2. So then it is described about here, he is describing about Brahma's one day. So, and then in Brahma's, in a day of Brahma there are 14 Manus come. And there are 1,000 Chaturyuga in a day of Brahma. And there are 14 Manus. So what is the longevity? What is the duration of one Manu's lifespan? 1,000 divided by 14 is almost 72 years. That's 72 Chaturyuga. I'm sorry, 71 Chaturyuga. 71 Chaturyuga. So in this, so there are 14 Manus. So in a day of Manu, or rather in the one Manu's lifespan is 71 Chaturyuga. So the seventh Manu is called Vaivarshata Manu. Out of 14 Manus, the seventh Manu is Vaivarshata Manu. And out of Vaivarshata Manu, 72 Chaturyuga, on the 28th Chaturyuga, at the end of Dwapar Yuga, this Brajendra Manu Krishna appears. And this is that Chaturyuga. What is this Manvantara? Which Manvantara is this one? This one is Vaivarshata Manvantara. And which Chaturyuga we are in? 28th Chaturyuga. And Dwapar Yuga has just ended, and Kali Yuga somewhat began, over 5,000 years. So Krishna in this way appears once in the day of Brahma. Now, the point that has been explained here is that there are two types. So I'm just going to skip some other description and coming to the main point. What is the way to approach Krishna? Bhaktama Abhijana. Bhakti or devotion is the only way to approach Krishna. Now, there are two types of bhakti. Two types of bhakti. One is Vaidhi Bhakti and the other is Raganuga. So you all are familiar with that? What is Vaidhi Bhakti? The word Vaidhi is coming from the root Bidhi. Bidhi means the rules and regulations given in the scriptures. Vidhi Bhakti. So following the rules and regulations of the scriptures when devotional service is practiced, that is called Vaidhi. And generally, devotional service must be executed in Vaitika. But the thing is, by following Vaidhi Bhakti, one can enter. What is the destination of achieving perfection in Vaidhi Bhakti? When one achieves perfection in Vaidhi Bhakti, where does he go? He goes to Vaikuntha. By following the rules and regulations, by following Vaidhi Bhakti, when one achieves his perfection, he goes to Vaikuntha. And beyond Vaikuntha is Goloka Vrindavan. Now, by following Vaidhi Bhakti, one will end up in Vaikuntha. Now, from Vaikuntha, he cannot go to Vrindavan. That is one very peculiar arrangement. Like, from Vaikuntha, you cannot have access to Vrindavan. Like, Sanatana Goswami, in his Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when he is describing a journey of one boy, cowherd boy, back to the spiritual sky, he is describing that Gop Kumar, this boy, goes to Vaikuntha, but then he receives the instruction from Narad Muni that although this boy was in Vaikuntha, but his heart was not fully satisfied. Therefore, he is in Vaikuntha, he is in actually Dwarka. He was in Dwarka, associating with Krishna, surrounded by the queens, and the queens are treating him with so much affection, so much love. But still his heart is not satisfied. But then one day Narad Muni saw his condition, and Narad Muni instructed him, after talking to him, that his actual attachment is to Krishna in. And how to access to Vrindavan, Narad Muni told him that he will have to come back to the earth planet. In the earth planet, there is a Vrindavan. And in that Vrindavan, he should perform Sankirtan. Call out to the name of the Lord, call out to the Lord by his name with all the love of his heart. And then he will be able to go to Vrindavan. So from Vaikuntha, if you want to go to Vrindavan, what do you have to do? You have to come back to Vrindavan on this planet. And there you have to perform Sankirtan. And that is how you become qualified to enter into Goloka. So now you see the problem. By following Vaidhi Bhakti, you will go to Vaikuntha, and from Vaikuntha you cannot go to Vrindavan. The way to go to Vrindavan is through Raghavendra. Vaidhi Bhakti leads to Vrindavan, Raghavendra Bhakti leads to Vaidhi Bhakti leads to Vaikuntha, Raghanuga Bhakti leads to. Now, the problem is that devotional service must be executed through Vaidhi Bhakti. The scriptures very emphatically instruct. Shruti, Smriti, Puranadi, Pancharatra, Vidhin, Vina, Vaikantiki, Harer Bhakti, Utpatoiva. Meaning, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Adi, Pancharatri, Vidhi coming from Shruti, Vedas, Smriti, Upanishads are subsidiaries of the Vedas, supplementaries of the Vedas. Purana, Shruti, Smriti, Puran, Adi, Pancharatra, and Pancharatra. These are the scriptures where we receive the instruction how to execute devotional service. Now, if one performs by bhakti, oikantiki, even though that bhakti may be very, very sincere, but if it is without following the vidhis of the scriptures like Shruti, Smriti, Puran, and Pancharatra, then Utpat eva kalpate. What is the meaning of the word utpat? Disturbance. Oikantiki Hari Bhakti, even though their bhakti is very sincere, Hari Bhakti. Bhakti of Hari is simply create, will create disturbance. So now it says catch 22, which you can call that. Without practicing, the bhakti must be practiced with vidhi. If you don't practice the vaidhi bhakti, following the rules and regulations of the scripture, you'll end up in, you'll create a disturbance. And if you follow vaidhi bhakti, you'll go to Vaikuntha. Then how will a one enter into Vrindavan? Even Krishna considered that. Krishna considered, after he performed his Jatishtu Vihari Krishna Kari Antardhan, Antardhan Kari Kahone Kari Anuman. Jatishtu Vihari Krishna Kari Antardhan. After performing his pastime, Vrindavan pastime, it has been described, you remember? Once in a day of Brahma, Krishna comes and performs his Braja Leela. But after performing his pastimes, he considers, when he withdraws the pastimes, then he considers Chirokal Manipuri Prema Bhakti. I do not bestow, for a long time, I have not bestowed unalloyed loving service to me upon the inhabitants of the world. Without such loving attachment, the existence of the material world is useless. So Krishna considered that now I have revealed my Braja Leela. Now, how will anyone enter into that Braja Leela? Only some very, very rare individuals could actually enter Krishna's Braja Leela. Do you know who entered into Krishna's Braja Leela? Krishna's Braja Leela has two types of associates: Nitya Siddhas and Sadhana Siddhas. Nitya Siddhas means those who are eternally liberated souls who came from the spiritual side. And Sadhana Siddhas are those who practice devotional service and became worthy and entered into Braja Leela. The Sadhana Siddhas, Sadhana Siddhas are of two types: Shrutichari and Rishichari. There are 108 exponents of the Shruti Upanishads. They got a chance to enter into Krishna's Braja Leela. And the sages of Vaisharanya in Ramchandra's pastimes, they developed a very unique relationship and attachment to Ramchandra. And Ramchandra told them that in my next pastimes, you will be able to fulfill that desire of yours. So they are the ones who actually enter into. So some very, very rare individuals actually could enter into Braja Leela of Krishna. But now Krishna, after performing his Braja Leela, he considered, how will anyone ever enter into the Braja Leela? Because here he is giving the reason that a devotee must perform Oishatya Ganeti Vidhi Bhajan Koriya Vaikunthite Jaya Chaturvidha Mukti Paiya. By following Vaidhi Bhakti, when one achieves his perfection, he is elevated to Vaikuntha by achieving four kinds of liberations. What are the four kinds of Vaikuntha liberations? Sarupya, Samipya, Sarupya, and Shashtya. These are the four types of Vaikuntha liberations. One gets the same form as Narayana. One gets the opportunity to be close to Narayana. One gets the opportunity to be in the same planet as Narayana. Or one gets the same opulence as Narayana. So these are the four kinds of Vaikuntha liberations. So Krishna is considering by performing such regulated devotional service in awe and veneration, one may go to Vaikuntha and attain the four kinds of liberation. Now, previously I just discussed, you remember, if you go to Vaikuntha, then from Vaikuntha can you have access to Vrindavan? So Krishna also had the same problem. Now what to do? Sharupriya, Sashti, Sharupva, Shamitko, Shalukko, Sadhujana Loy Bhakta Jati Brahma Vaikuntha. So devotee did his four kinds of liberation. Then Krishna considered দেন। যুগধর্ম প্রবর্তায়ন নাম সংকীর্তন চারি ভাব ভক্তি দিয়া নাচা রূপ। Now, Krishna actually considered how we'll ever enter into Vaikuntha. Now, this point actually has been elaborated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Navadvip Mahatmya. After Navadvip Mahatmya is a book where Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes how Nityananda Prabhu took Jiva Goswami on a parikrama of Navadvip. Now, after the parikrama, Nityananda Prabhu himself showed these places of pastimes of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then Nityananda Prabhu sat down with Jiva Goswami and started to instruct. And there he makes this point or elaborates this point. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came? And he is dealing with the same point. That Vaikuntha live, the Vaidhi Bhakti will lead to Vaikuntha. And Raganuga Bhakti cannot be directly practiced because it will come. Giving up Vaidhi Bhakti, if devotional service is practiced, in most cases it will simply create a disturbance. Therefore, in order to qualify people to enter into Vrindavan, Krishna came as a devotee. And that is, who is Krishna as a devotee? That is Sri Chaitanya. Now, the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be worshipped following the rules and regulations of the scriptures. By doing that, one will go to Vaikuntha. And the Supreme Personality of Godhead must be worshipped with Vaikuntha. But when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes as a devotee, and when that devotee is worshipped by following the rules and regulations of the scripture, following Vaidhi Bhakti, then the door of Vrindavan opens. That is why Krishna assumed the mood of Srimati Radharani and appeared as Sri Chaitanya. Now, a simple point is, if you worship Krishna, if you serve Krishna, if you render devotional service to Krishna, following the rules and regulations of the scriptures in awe and veneration, then you go to Vaikuntha. But when you serve the devotee Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, following the rules and regulations, then where will you go? Then you go to Vaikuntha. Okay, now, this point also has been summed up. Very nicely. That the way to enter into Vrindavan is through Raganuga Bhakti. Right? Now, what is the meaning of Raganuga Bhakti? The meaning of Raganuga Bhakti is there are some devotees who are known as Ragatmika Bhakti. Rag means the emotions of the heart. Rag also means color. Actually, emotions are depicted in color. Emotions of the heart. So, Ragatmika, that means the devotees who have only love for Krishna and nothing but love for Krishna, they are the Ragatmika. Who are those bhaktas? The residents of Vrindavan are the Ragatmika. And Anuga, Anuga means, you all know that, Anugami, Anu means to follow. So when one follows the resident of Vrindavan who is a Ragatmika or Bhakta of Krishna, he is considered to be the Ragatmika. He is following an associate of Krishna in Vrindavan. So you remember Narayan told Lakshmi Devi? What did Narayan tell Lakshmi Devi? If you want to go to Vrindavan, what do you have to do? You have to become submissive. You have to take shelter of one of the residents of Vrindavan, one of the gopis of Vrindavan. So that means, and that is the meaning of Raganuga Bhakti. To follow a Ragatmika Bhakta is Raganuga Bhakti. To follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means what? Who is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Radha Krishna. In the mood of Srimati Radharani. That means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radharani. as she was playing the role of a devotee. Now when you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who are you following? Srimati Radharani. And who is a greater devotee than Srimati Radharani? So when you are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what kind of devotional service you are performing? So therefore this is simultaneously Vaidhi Bhakti as well as Radha. Rather, Vaidhi Bhakti is automatically leading to Raghunuga Bhakti in the most perfect way. So if you want to go to Vrindavan, what you have to do? Follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Bhakti must be executed according to the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Right? Bhakti should be performed according to the rules and regulations of the scriptures. Now what does the scripture say about Chaitanya? How to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Jagari Sankirtana Prayai. You remember that verse? How many of you know that verse? Krishna Varnam Tisha Krishna Sangha Bangastra Parshadam Jagari Sankirtana Prayai Jajanti Sumedha. So how should Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu be served? Sankirtan. Sankirtan Yogya Kare Krishna Aradhan. This Krishna is worshipped through Sankirtan. What is the meaning of Sankirtan? Total glorification of the Supreme Personality. So this is how it has been clarified that how, why Krishna came as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and what is the result of serving Sri Chaitanya. Has these three points been clarified? How many of you think that they have been clarified? Please raise your hands. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. As I told you earlier, this is the external reason. What is the internal reason? The internal reason is Krishna himself wanted to understand the glory of Srimati Radha and his love for him. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Ki Trisha Bani Vashabda Janat Bhuta Madhurima Ki Trisha Bhavati. What kind of Madhurima? What kind of Madhurima means? Sweetness. What kind of sweetness is there in me that Radharani becomes so attractive? And Shokhan Chashya Madhuna Bhavato Ki Trisha Bhavati. And by loving me, what kind of joy does she experience? In order to understand these three things, Krishna had to assume the role, Krishna had to become Radha. Krishna had to become Srimati Radha. Radha Bhavat Tuti Srimati. Knowing Krishna. Anyway, this probably we can discuss some other day, but today's purpose was to discuss the external reason for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Thank you all very much. Does anybody have any question? Any question or comment? Yes, yes, Nirantar Prabhu.
My comment is that you are a very expert teacher. You speak very, very sweetly. You speak understandable. Everyone can understand. Subject matter is sublime. As I told Lord Padish, in my opinion, you are one of the best, you know.
All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Actually, what are we? What we can say? What at least I can say? What was I? Somehow or other, I came in contact with Srila Prabhupada. It's all due to His mercy. So, any question? Yes. Okay, very good point. Very good point. Yeah. It's a very vast subject actually, but I can just try to briefly explain. You see, in Dwarka, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So there everybody knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although they are his relatives, very close to him, like Mother Jash, Mother Devaki and Vasudeva, the father and mother, but they can't actually treat Krishna like their son. Because at the back of their mind, they have that awareness. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So due to this feeling of awe and reverence, this intimate relationship of parental love cannot become manifest. Similarly, Uddhava is a friend of Krishna. But he knows that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he cannot deal with Krishna just as the friend would do. So that is Krishna, because in Dwarka, the awareness is there that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's why the relationship, especially, is three kinds of relationships. Friendship, parental, and conjugal cannot be experienced there properly. Conjugal means a loving relationship between lover and beloved. But in Vrindavan, Krishna is a cowherd boy. In Vrindavan, Krishna is not the Supreme Personality of God. Yeah, but the Vrajavasis, the residents of Vrindavan, do not remember that. That is called, that's the influence of Yoga Maya. Maya means forgetfulness. So residents of Vrindavan have forgotten that Krishna is God. It is not that they are not aware of Krishna's position as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But because of their love for Him, it's not important. It's not that they do not know that Krishna is God, but to them it doesn't matter that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yeah. To them, He is just a common boy. And that is why there they can have these dealings with Krishna. Like for example, a friend in Vrindavan, they have some complication. One of the complications is resting. And you know what is the condition of resting bout? The loser will have to carry the winner on his back. Right? Now sometimes Krishna loses. And his friend tells him that now Krishna, you have to carry me on your back. Krishna says, no, I won't. Because I didn't lose. There was a banana peel, and I slipped on that. And as I fell on the ground, he just jumped on me and claimed that he was visited. I was not visited by you. Then the friend says, Krishna, I took so much trouble. I struggled so hard to defeat you, and now that I have defeated you, you are saying that I will defeat you. Come on, you have to carry me. And Krishna says, no, I won't carry you. So you know what the friend does at that time? He forces his way onto Krishna's back. But in order to force his way onto Krishna's back, what he had to do? He had to climb onto Krishna's body. Right? Now tell me, who will ever, which devotee will ever dare to go onto the altar and put his foot on Krishna's body? Why not? Because the awareness is there on the altar that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. But in Vrindavan, the awareness is not there. There, by Yogamaya's arrangement, like here, we forget Krishna because of our ignorance. That is the influence of Mahamaya. But there, they forget Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead because of the intense love for Krishna. So that is the influence of Mahamaya. And you know, I'm sure you know the forgetfulness due to love. Like a son has become the state president. Right? Does the mother treat him like a state president? When he comes home, he chastises him. So that is, it's not that the mother doesn't know that he's a state president. But to the mother it doesn't matter that he's a state president, because the love is prevailing. That happens.
Hare Krishna. Chaitanya, you have a question?
When you mention Vasudeva's arrangement with Lord Chaitanya, or want to participate in the Vasudeva in Vrindavan, her name is Srivasa?
Srivasa.
Vasa or
Vasa? Vasa.
V-A-T-S-A. So, in the Padakata, the Srivasa?
Oh, no, that's Srivash. Srivash. S-R-I-V-A-S. But that is Sri S-R-I-V-A-T-S-A. Vatsa. Sri Vatsa.
Thank you. Okay, yes.
Yeah. Some consider that Prabhupada is an incarnation. And that incarnation is called Shakta Vaishnava. Shakti means potency. And Avesh means what? You know what Avesh? To be induced by. To be affected by. Is called Avesh. So that is called empowered incarnation. Sometimes some jiva, living entity, is empowered by Krishna to accomplish some special mission. That is called Shakta Vaishnava. Hare Krishna. So, should we have a little kirtan? Or should we go straight to prasad? To Garam Prabhu? Kirtan. Yes, Ajay.
So, desire to hear Radhishtra from you, if that's good.
Radhishtra, Ajay. Only problem is that we don't have the copy here. The others won't be able to sing that. If you told me earlier, because we actually prepared some song copies along with, before we came out. And we decided to sing Gopi Gita. Some other time? I guess. Hare Krishna. So Gopi Gita is from the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. The 31st chapter of the 10th canto is called Gopi Gita. You know Bhagavad Gita? The song sung by Krishna and the songs that were sung by the gopis is called Gopi Gita. When did they sing that song? Krishna was dancing the Rasa dance with the gopis. And then all of a sudden Krishna disappeared. So when Krishna disappeared, then the gopis started to look for Krishna in Vrindavan. And they, searching for Krishna, they came to the bank of Jamuna. And there, they started to express the feelings of their hearts, the agony and anguish of their hearts. And that is gopi. So I take the harmonium. So I'll sing only 5 stanzas. There are about 24 stanzas on Gopi Gita. But this one we are singing only 5 of them.